This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Back into the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're absolutely blessed today. Vern Lundquist, longtime broadcaster, will be given the Distinguished Citizen Award at the Distinguished Citizen Award dinner by the AutoZone Liberty Bowl coming up two Sundays from now on August 24th. If you need tickets for it, go to events.libertybowl.org. But for now, we're going to go ahead and talk to him right here on the show. Vern, I believe he's on the phone line. Vern, how are you?
Hi, Gabe. I'm doing fine.
Okay, good to hear. Good to hear. Now, getting to Memphis, how familiar are you with the city? Are you excited to get here, get some food, and enjoy that Distinguished Citizens dinner here in a couple of Sundays?
Yes, I think I'll make a nostalgic visit back to the Peabody Hotel and see if the Ducks are still walking.
Oh, the Ducks are still walking. I can let you know. The Ducks will still be there.
Yeah. No, I was in and out of Memphis quite often during my years at CBS, and of course, one of my dear friends is a native of Memphis, Sellers Shy, who is our executive producer of all of our golf, and he lives right there in the city.
Yeah. Now you have retired from all of the major broadcasting sort of roles that you had. SEC football, college football, that was in 2016, 2018 college basketball, 2024, you did your last stop there in golf with the PGA Tour. How has retirement been treating you to this point? I know you're in Happy Gilmore, too. You got to do a little bit of that. We'll dig into that in a second, but how has retirement been treating you?
Well, it's just been great. It was time. My boss, Sean McManus, and I had a chat probably midsummer 2022, and we talked about retirement, and he said, in 24 it'll be your 40th Masters. It might be a nice time to think about letting it go, and so I had 2 years to get ready for it, and it was time. There's just no doubt. If you've ever heard about short-term memory loss being a part of aging, I'm here to tell you it's absolutely true. I walked away loving my colleagues and loving our production staff and our technical staff, but I miss being there. What I miss most is honest to God, I think you'll hear a lot of play-by-player analysts say this, is the preparation. And getting ready for the event, and I've been so blessed over all the years I did this. You go to an event and you hope that something magical will break out, and if it does, you pray that you're adequately equipped. to verbally add a caption to an event. And for the most part, I think I've been able to do that.
I would say so. I can back you up on that. Most of my listeners as well.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Now all of these great calls, you had Jack in 86, you had Tiger in 05, you had the kick six. Yeah, I mean, there's so many different memories. I don't like the whole rankings thing and you know, because all of the different calls I'm sure hold different memories in your brain. But like when we talk about your favorite memories, your favorite calls, what sort of takes that top spot or those top spots in your mind?
Well, for years, when I was asked that question, I would say, "Well, it's Jack and Tiger 1A, 1 and 1A."
Yep.
And I think I gave deference to Jack simply because we are the same age, and I know both of them, of course. But I know Jack much better than I know Tiger, simply because of the difference in our ages. But if I think back now, given some time to really consider the whole thing, that Tiger call was, and Tiger was so gracious that last year when I was at Augusta at his Tuesday press conference, he said, "Well, you know, because what I did and what he said were kind of joined at the hip forever," mm-hmm. and. No, I know his agent quite well, Mark Steinberg.
Right.
And I talked to Mark after that press conference, and I said, "Mark, I had three goals at Augusta that year. I wanted to thank Jack for what he'd done to me before me professionally. I wanted to thank Tiger for the same reason, and I wanted to meet Scottie Scheffler. I'd never met him, and right. So I got to be able to check all three of those off." And Mark said. He had made the cut on Friday, and Mark said, "On Sunday afternoon, make sure that you're at 16 down on the ground, and I'll tell him that you're going to be there." And so there's a little walkway from the 16th green to the 17th tee. And I was down there waiting for him, and as he walked by, I just said, "Tiger." And he very graciously came over, and we shook hands. And quite famously, there are two shots of that. Two videos. One was from behind us where you see Tiger and me shaking hands. The other was from across the green, and it looks like he's shaking hands with a tree. And he went on, he's selling a new line of clothing, and he went on Jimmy Fallon Monday night, and all Jimmy Fallon wanted to talk about was, "What in the hell are you doing shaking hands with a tree?" But, yeah. You know, to have your name linked with those two great, great men is really something else.
Yeah. Vern, did you ever have any sort of preference in what you were calling? I know all of them have their own challenges and everything else, but it is pro football, college basketball, college football, golf. You've covered all of it. You know, you would think that there's a preference in there. Did you ever have a preference throughout your career of what you wanted to call, or what did you enjoy the most calling?
Well,
was it golf?
You know, with the benefit of hindsight, I think I enjoyed golf more, mm-hmm. but I was more equipped to call football. That was something I'd grown up with in the state of Texas. My hometown is Austin, and you know, I had two heroes when I was a young man, Darryl Royal and Doak Walker, and to my everlasting gratitude, I got to be good friends with both. And so living in Austin from the time I was 12, I got to go to the University of Texas games a lot. The first college football game I ever saw, I was 12 years old. It was my dad was a Lutheran minister. And uh-huh. we had just moved from north of Seattle to Austin. And I sold Coca-Cola's for a nickel a bottle in the north end zone.
Right.
And I saw the University of Texas host Notre Dame. Notre Dame, it was a scorching September day, and Notre Dame won it 14-3. I was 12, right? So it was 73 years ago. I've never forgotten that afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with college football then, well, football in general. And then I subsequently started work in Austin, wound up in 1967 getting a great position in Dallas, mm-hmm. at the ABC affiliate. And really the foundation for all the good fortune I've had in this craft came in Dallas when Tex Ram, the general manager of the Cowboys, who was almost like a godfather to me, he called and said, "We're going to make you part of the radio broadcast." And I started out as the pregame, postgame host, moved up to the color spot, and then 72, I beg your pardon, I got the job in as a play-by-play guy. Yeah. And every good bounce I've had since then, I can attribute to being associated with the Cowboys. I did that for 17 years in total.
Yeah, what? And you continue. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what was the process like, though, from you get that Cowboys gig, and then you ultimately go national? Like, what was that process like? What went into that? And sort of what was that first big break after the Cowboys that led you to that illustrious career?
Well, after a couple of years in Dallas, so this would have been in 72, I had an offer to go west as a local sports broadcaster. And I interviewed at the CBS affiliate in L.A., KNXT. And I flew back from and I verbally agreed to a 5-year contract as the sports director of the CBS affiliate. A huge jump in salary, much, much larger market. And I flew back from L.A. to Dallas and hopped on the Cowboys charter to go down to New Orleans. And I told Tex Ram about what I was about to do, and he said, "Have you signed anything yet?" And this is how. And I said, "No." He said, "I want to have lunch after the game." And the Cowboys won Super Bowl VI. Tex and I and his number two guy, we had lunch in North Dallas, and that's what he said. "If you stay in Dallas, I promise you don't go to L.A. I'll make you the play-by-play guy of the Cowboys." And so I wound up turning down the Los Angeles offer. And so now I'm doing the Cowboys, and Tex said to me then, he said, "If you stay in Dallas, we're going to be pretty darn good. And I'll guarantee you, if you have what it takes, and I believe you do, the networks will find you." Mm-hmm. And so that was 72. And in 74, I got a call from ABC because I was with an ABC affiliate. And they said, "We're going to make you part of our regional college football broadcast team." And listen to this lineup. I mean, I was the number four guy. The first was Keith Jackson, the greatest college football player, play-by-play ever. The number two was Chris Schenkel. The number three was Al Michaels.
That'll
and
do.
I was number four. Yeah. I was number four. And that's a pretty good group to be included in.
Yeah, and, no doubt.
And one of my favorite stories, Gabe, was my very first telecast, regional telecast, was Ohio University at Kent State. And boy, was I nervous. And it wasn't going anywhere. But I realized, and in those days, you had to get on the phone with the SID. And there was not even a fax machine. So I had to, on the phone, write down number, name, height, weight, position, all that sort of thing. And on a legal tablet. But there was a young graduate assistant for Kent State who was waiting for his girlfriend to graduate. And his intention, he was a defensive back previously as a college player. His intention at that time was to go back to Fairmont, West Virginia, and run his dad's gas station. He ultimately decided he liked coaching a little bit more, so he turned down the gas station. His name was Nick Saban.
Yeah. Worked out for him.
Well. Yeah.
My
he
gosh.
Did pretty well.
Yes, for sure. Now, you mentioned the nerves before a Kent State-Ohio game when you first got going in college football. How much did those nerves play a role, like, you know, as you got later in your career? I mean, before a big SEC game, before a Master Sunday, did you still have that those nerves going into those big moments?
Yeah, you did. I think it's a healthy thing to have that, a little tension. And I think one of the keys is to make it conversational. And
yep.
So my trick was to pretend that my wife Nancy was on the other side of the camera, and I would instead of yelling and you know barreling into the camera, I would just try to talk to her conversationally.
Yep.
And I think that was very helpful.
Yep. Now final thing, because Happy Gilmore 2 just came out, Connor and I, my producer, we were debating. Did you know Post Malone going into the filming, and how was sort of being the voice of sort of Happy Gilmore in the two iterations of it? It looked fun.
It was great. I'm gonna date myself now. Okay, not only did I not know Post Malone, I didn't know who he was.
So you see this guy with face tats and a cowboy hat.
Yeah. And you know what? The scenes that we shot together, that movie has been phenomenally successful. And
yep.
And Post Malone was just, he was a gentle giant. And I've got a picture that I've got framed here in my office of Post Malone, moi, Adam Sandler, and Jack Yarputo, who was the guy in the original in 96. Jack was Adam Sandler's roommate at New York University Film School, and as a sight gag, an inside gag, the director, a fellow named Dennis Dugan, who played the commissioner in the new, he said, "Jack, let's have some fun, just us. Go over to wardrobe, get a coat and tie, and I want you to sit next to Byrne in every scene, but you cannot say a word because you're not a member of the Screen Actors Guild." And so Jack is the one in the original to whom I said, "Who the hell is Happy Gilmore?"
Yeah.
And now he's executive producer of all of Adam Sandler's movies.
Yeah.
But we did something very special here in Steamboat Springs where Nancy and I live. We have a wonderful music venue here called the Strings Music Festival Pavilion. And we had a showing on a big screen, and we had probably 250 who showed up, and I was able to sneak that god-awful-looking sport coat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I snuck it in backstage. So we watched the movie and together as a group, which is a great way to see it. And as the credits were rolling, I went backstage, put that jacket on, and walked out and did a Q&A with a local news anchor. And I mean, the place went up for grabs with that coat.
Yeah.
I've told friends that I think I'm gonna donate the whole suit to Sports Hall of Fame, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know. I mean, I you can say it was god-awful. I thought it was phenomenal. I thought it was a good look.
Well, you know, I'm looking at that photo now, the four of us, and Post Malone looks like a cowboy outfit. But it was such a thrill. But I mean, to get a call in October from Adam Sandler, and he said, "Hey pal, you were in the original. We want you to come back and be a part of the sequel." And then we shot everything. We did all of mine in one day.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were back we shot it in New Jersey, and all the scenes were the same. But we were probably 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, but then to see it, and now the ratings have, I mean, it's off the charts successful.
It's awesome. Best opener in 3 days in Netflix history. I enjoyed it. I know Connor, my producer, enjoyed it. It was great stuff. It was great stuff. But this has been a phenomenal conversation. And Vern, I can't wait to see you here in a couple of weekends here in Memphis. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. We are really, really looking forward to being there. Not only Sellers is there, but I've got a good friend back there. We do a Zoom call every Wednesday, and his name is Chuck Galina.
Yep. I'm familiar with Chuck.
Okay, he's a dear friend.
Yep.
And so I know he's going to come to the event too. And I think Sellers, I'm not sure what Steve Earhart had in mind, but I think Sellers might introduce me. I don't know that.
Yeah,
sure.
And when you see me, I'll be the big bearded man that looks like he just got removed from college football. So,
well, make sure you come over and say hello. I do know a little bit about your background, so I know you played.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, Vern, you get back to it. Appreciate it.
Got it. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. He is Vern Lundquist, absolute legend of the game. The amount of calls from over the years, it's just insane. It's insane, whether it's the Masters or Christian Laettner in 92 when Duke beat Kentucky or the kick six. It's insane. You know, I know I'm sort of putting you on the spot, Connor. When we talk about calls from Vern, like what sort of jumps into your head first and foremost? I think – Tiger in 05.
That's the one.
The chip.
That's the one.
That falls in late. I think that's the one that most everybody sort of rallies around and comes to first.
It's one of those where when I think of him, I think of that call and the college football, it all kind of runs together. Like there's not like one I think of when I think of him with college football. I think it's the feeling I have whenever I heard his voice opening up those games. If there is a call, it's
SEC
the opening.
On CBS
the opening of the games that I think of the most whenever I think of Vern Lundquist. But if you're asking me for one specific call, it has to be Tiger.
Yeah.
Has to.
Now, if you need tickets or if you want tickets to the Distinguished Citizen Award by the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, where Vern will be honored, just go to libertybowl.org and you can click on events and you will have a chance to go get tables. A single ticket, it's all there for the taking. But you should be there. It's one of my favorite events of the year. It truly is one of my favorite events of the year. They have the auction there. They raise a bunch of money. It's good stuff from the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. And Vern is about as interesting a guy as could be honored. Joe Theismann last year was great. Vern, great as well. The amount of stories he will be able to tell coming up two Sundays from now, it's off the charts, off the charts. Now, hour number two is on the way, and David Cobb has to follow Vern. We need to let him know about that, but David Cobb from CBS Sports is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.